2016.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Meeting has been posted, media has been notified. We need approval of the minutes of the November 19th, 2015 meeting.
So moved as read, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Present proposed 2017 budget. There's copies of it over there, and I believe everybody should have them. We'll go through the budget. If there's any questions, please holler, let me know. Page one, I'll go through the grand totals on the revenues, actual and has budgeted proposed. 2015 actual was $1,238,649. Budgeted $1,172,251. Let's see how you got this. And then 2017 proposed $1,168,421.
That's because of the forest crop income?
Yeah, decreased because of the forest crop income.
What's the score now?
On the expenditure side, general government, 2016 actual $167,176. 2017 proposed $177,350. Insurance and benefits, $166,016 in 2016. 2016 budget, $173,050. 2017 proposed, $170,771. Public safety, fire department, 2016, $75,500. 2017, $70,500. Public safety ambulance, 2016, $91,350. 2017, $91,350. Public works roads, 2016, $461,043. 2017, $464,500. Airport, 2016, $28,219. 2017, $27,450. Transfer station, 2016, $65,250. 2017, $64,750. Animal control, 2016, $7,500. 2017, $7,500. Cemetery, 2016, $9,000. 2017, $7,000. Recreation programs and events, 16, $22,750. 17, $22,750. Tourism, 2016, $12,700. 2017, $13,200. Zoning, 2016, $34,500. 2017, $34,800. Conservation, 2016, $16,575. 2017, $16,500. Grand total expenditures, 2016 of $1,172,521. 2017, $1,168,421. Assessed value of $909,176. With a levy being $727,228. Questions?
Yeah, Mayor, I have one general question leading up to today, and then I have three questions regarding the revenue. The general question is this: will there be minutes for that budget workshop that was held on October 20th?
That was a basic workshop.
The budget workshop?
Yeah, no, we don't. She's apparently not going to be doing minutes for that.
All right, I would ask you to reconsider that, and the reason I say that is that at the end of that meeting, you made a formal motion and approved it. You approved the preliminary budget as if it was any other kind of a motion at any other meeting. And unless there are minutes of that, no one's going to know that except the two of us or three of us that were in the audience that day. So I'm not complaining, I'm just...
No, you're correct.
No, I can't remember if we taped them that day or not.
Oh, you mean the tapes? Yeah, no, we didn't tape them. But it was a meeting of the board, so yeah, you're correct, there should be minutes of that.
And if you need a recording, they can provide that.
Thank you.
The next question, again, is kind of a general one, but related to revenue. I, as well as I assume most of the other residents in the area, recently received a letter asking for some funds related to the fire and ambulance department, kind of a fundraiser, requesting, you know, up to $60,000 from the community for the items in question. Not debating the need for it at all, but my question is this: where in this budget, if it's appropriate in this budget, is there revenue expected for that? How does that work?
I'm gonna help you with that. We have a separate fund within the ambulance and the fire department, one combined, and that's called a benevolence fund. And that is totally within our in-house budgeting. That has nothing to do with the town's budget. Those checks are generated, invested, and used within the department. There is a total separate committee that has an elected staff, such as president, vice president, treasurer, secretary, and that is totally separate from the actual fire department. That is a benevolent fund.
That would be true then for expenditures later?
Correct.
Most, if not all, of the fire departments that I know of in this area all have that same setup.
Yeah, I'm not challenging, I'm trying to understand it.
It's similar to like where Arborvita has their picnic, and then that money the fire department has, and the membership decides as to what to do with it. We used to have a raffle here, but no.
Yeah, I remember that.
We have bylaws, and it's a whole separate entity from the town. That is our own government within our membership.
But when you buy equipment?
Correct.
For the fire department, that comes out of this budget?
Some of it, however, that equipment does not belong to the town then. That belongs to the fire department. It's in the benevolent.
I think what you mean, if there's money budgeted here with the town, through the town budget that they purchase equipment with, that belongs to the town. If the fire department purchases turnout gear or coats or what have you with the benevolence money, that belongs to the fire department. That's not the town. So.
Okay.
And they have their own fundraising account, so.
Okay. When we get to the expenditures, I may or may not have a question on that when we get to that point. The second question is kind of a cleanup one. Earlier in 2016, you had an arrangement with the DNR for the cutting of timber. Is that issue closed? I mean, has a revenue come in from that in 2016, or are you expecting it in 2017?
I'm sure we got it.
We got that.
Wouldn't that be miscellaneous town revenue?
Yeah, I believe that is where it is.
It was a miscellaneous town revenue. And
it shows 2667 is what we received.
Yep.
So that's last year's budget, not the one projected for 2017.
Projected for this.
Okay. And the third question, I have read in the paper, and it was referenced here one day, about some transportation aid that will be coming in that had been held up some time ago, I don't know, 20,000 or something like that. Is that reflected in here, or have you already received that?
We already received that.
We just got it last week.
We just got it. I went to the meeting over at the county where I got to give Nick Schultes a lot of credit for straightening that little mess up. And so we did apply for our portion of the funds from the state transportation aids through the county, and we just got that back. It was 22,000 and something. So, we got that.
All right. That's all I had on the revenue. Thank you.
Jim?
I think I brought this up last year. but the ambulance bills customers on calls, where does that money go and how is that shown in the revenue state stream here?
Yeah, it's collected by an outsourced agency and then that goes into the ambulance fund.
It's not budgeted.
It's not budgeted. When you look at our monthly budget or our monthly minute or treasurer's report, excuse me, and it shows ambulance fund, that's where the money collected through what's called LifeQuest. That's where that money goes into a separate segregated account, and it's used for purchase of ambulance. We did use it for the fire number project, but that's not reflected in this budget, the revenues from that. It's a whole separate budget fund that the treasurer keeps track of.
So that comes into being, say you need to purchase a new ambo, then that money gets rolled in and then...
Yeah, now like the last time that we purchased our two new ambulances, right, there was nothing that was on the tax bill for that. There was nothing budgeted for that. That came strictly out of the ambulance fund, paid the cost of the entire two ambulances.
It's in a money market at BMO Harris, and then we also have some of it in that last CD that we have.
That was like $500,000 that we expended out of that account. We all know that in the near future, we're going to have to add on to our fire station, and I think that's the directive of where that fund is growing right now, to offset that burden so that the taxpayers don't have to put it on the levy.
And one more question. A lot of us people would like to know how you were able to reduce your employee health insurance by $8,500.
Well,
her job. You've got to give her credit for that one.
Last year, actually, Greg Listener was on our policy, too, so we had five. So he was actually taken off this year. He's not on the budget for next year, so.
He's no longer on the road crew?
Right.
But you replaced him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we had five for a while. We had Richard for a while. So yeah. We had to increase it last year.
Oh, that's right.
It was midway through the year, and we knew that was happening, so we...
And actually, the insurance did go down slightly.
She found a reduction in our...
So is that because of co-pays or employee participation, or is it...
No.
No, just the general plan through the state. It went down, I mean, slightly, but it did go down a little. I was really surprised. But the big change is because we had one less employee.
Part of the year.
Part of the year, correct.
Any other questions? We'll move on to the special town meeting.
Wait, excuse me. I thought you meant revenue. Are there any other questions? I have some for expenditures.
Yeah. No.
Okay. The first one is to follow up on the fundraiser that we talked about a couple of minutes ago. There is, every year, I learned last year, you have $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 left over, so to speak, that you haven't spent. And we were told that money then rolls over and goes into a contingency fund, et cetera, right? So taxpayers' dollars have already been collected, well over $300 at least back in April. That money, based on comments that you've made previously, is generally earmarked for equipment, some of the bigger needs that come up, right?
Yeah.
Now my question is this, if it is as important as it should be to purchase those two items for the fire and ambulance department, why not use money the taxpayers have already provided and that you have in a fund for equipment purposes? Why not buy that equipment and just get it done with instead of going back to the community again and asking for more money for something when they've already provided the funds? Help me understand why I'm wrong in that logic.
I guess I'm not quite getting it either, because we haven't went to the community to ask them for funds to buy the equipment for the ambulance.
I thought a minute ago you said there are some funds in the budget that are used for equipment.
It's miscellaneous equipment, small equipment, the turnout gear, the maybe the hoses. I wish Tom were here to answer it.
To outfit one firefighter is almost $7,000.
Yeah, if you look through here, it's equipment maintenance, $2,000. Office supplies, $400.
Equipment addition, $6,000 for next year.
Right. I understand all that. I'm just trying to fit. When you buy an ambulance or equipment of that nature, that just has nothing to do with the town budget?
We haven't, if we were to ask the town, I'm sure they would accommodate it, but the fire department has always kind of took a lot of pride in being able to be self-sufficient.
Pay for a lot of those things on their own.
As all the departments do. Some of the other types of things is the fire department, back a number of years ago, bought the rescue boat and a trailer and a truck to pull it. They bought a snowmobile rescue system.
Right.
Other things, ATV, but things that they need to go rescue in the woods where a vehicle can't get to. So that's the kind of thing that the fire department, fire ambulance benevolent funds go to.
And I would say Mr. Wagner does a wonderful job. He's able to obtain a lot of grants. He's opened a lot of doors for our fire department to deal with the State Department of Natural Resources.
Okay.
There's a lot of benefits to having them offset some of the burden as far as what things cost to build them, especially specialty stuff that we make.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some other homeland grants that he's been very successful with. We've obtained a lot of stuff through the BIA, being in the unique situation of us being within the boundaries of the reservation and protecting the Chugamagon National Forest.
Yeah, I agree with all of that wholeheartedly. My family has benefited from the services provided by the fire department, the ambulance department. So I'm on board 100% with that. That is why I was just wondering if there's any way that the taxpayers' money that is currently here can be used for helping them get that equipment, because $60,000 in a couple little fundraisers is a lot of money for them to try to get from the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that we've noticed through when we did have the actual raffle tickets, a vast majority of our taxpayers that bought tickets when they won a prize sent the check right back to the department.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Of course.
Well, I do too. I agree with you on that. I was just pushing a little bit to see if there's any funds within this budget that can help get that equipment, if it's that necessary, and I'm not doubting that it is. It'll take them years, maybe, to get what they're looking for.
And if it is, we do have in our budget, you know, if something came about that was an absolute emergency, had to get, say, a piece of equipment just went, we have the ability to, with the carryover money that we have,
right,
if we had to have a piece of equipment, I'm sure we could come up with the funds to do it. Fire and ambulance department of this town is very important. That ambulance is going constantly, and they do a very good job.
Okay. Well, you helped me greatly.
One thing I would also like to follow up from the years I've been involved with the fire department, if we ever needed something, the town's door was always open. I don't think they've ever denied the fire ambulance of anything
right.
if there was a need.
Okay.
That's fine. Thank you.
Jim?
Does the... You show DNR Lakes grant as a line item here, but you don't show any fire department grants that they've received over the year. Or I don't know where it's shown.
He didn't get any last year, and a lot of times, and correct me if I'm wrong, when Tom sees these grants come through, he applies for them. He doesn't list them as in his budget, because he's never really sure when he's asked for when the grant's available, and he's not sure if he's going to get them. So he'll apply for the grants, and then he gets them, similar to how we got the equipment van. That it was in the spring of the year he applied for it, and by the fall of the year they gave him the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you really can't show that because you don't know.
Grants usually aren't budgeted.
No.
For some reason, the Lakes Committee grant got into the budget.
Well, because we had to match it. We knew it was coming, so that's fine.
Generally, grants are not, but because you don't know for sure if you're going to get it, and the funds usually don't come that year.
Right.
So
they may come the following year.
And we're on a cash basis accounting, so we have to go year by year by year.
One other question, Matt. As the roads budget, has that been clarified? Because as of this print, there was like $120,000 short of budget. Is that they received invoices for the rest of that?
Just got the final bill for what was that? Silver Beach. Haven't been paid yet.
We're up to 195, whatever. Okay.
Yep.
And continuing on roads, you know, the Black Hawk road repair that was an issue, you know, back in August, is that done now, or is that lingering into 2017 budget?
That's been done, it's been paved. I don't know, has Monaco sent us a bill for our portion of it yet?
No.
Okay, I'll have to check with Mark Hart Simon, see if he's going to send us our portion of it. But that's all done.
And the next question also has to do with roads. And I'm trying to reconcile the road plan, as you call it, that was given to me a year ago when it was mentioned that you have such a road plan. I've taken that and I've looked at it and I've tried to understand it and I've read everything I can find about such a thing, and then compared that with practices within the town. And that has led to innumerable questions, but I just have one at this point. Had just spent over $100,000 on Silver Beach Drive, 1.04 miles from Route 70 into the intersection. When I look at the Pacer report, which was given to me as your road improvement plan, it has assigned to it, that stretch of road, a rating of 7, which means it's in very, very, very good condition, and it's just beginning to show some signs of wear. And all that's required to maintain it is, you know, putting a little, what do you call it, you know the name, crack filling or whatever that's called, is the maintenance that would be required for that. But yet, what we witnessed was that the road was totally rebuilt for $128,000 or something like that. How do you go from a report that shows a rating of 7, which is a very good rating, to a complete reconstruction?
What happens with our roads here, Pete, the road crew foreman, does that report, and he goes out and checks the roads and then rates them and grades them as to what kind of shape they're in. In the case of Silver Beach Road, which was the case with South Plumber that we did here, and also Sagasunk, they took a real beating in the spring breakup. Silver Beach Road probably would have fallen apart within a year or two because of the rutting, and there was actually no base underneath there. It had never really had a gravel base except maybe 2-3 inches from the start. And that road was redone, I believe, it was about 20-25 years ago was the last time that it was done. So you can look at the Pacer report, you can look at, you know, what we kind of intend on for a road plan, but if we get a bad spring and roads just literally fall apart, similar as they did to Squaw Lake Road, West Squaw Lake Road, literally fell apart, that moves those roads up to be looked at and fixed. The next one that I'm looking at, Moss Lake Road, I was down it the other day. It's kind of taking a beating here in the last year or two and has gone out of shape and is in worse condition than I thought it would get to. Phototom Drive, it's sinking in a few spots where it's actually getting to be dangerous. So that's why in the spring, the town board will go out and they'll look at our roads and see which ones are in need of repair, which ones are in need of replacing, what we need to do with them. That plan isn't set in stone, the Pacer plan isn't set in stone.
It's a guideline.
It's a guideline to use, I guess, but you need to look at the actual road and see which ones are going to go out first and which ones have a lot of traffic.
And I understand that, and I took a look at all of that data, and I assumed that both the roads you mentioned were the same situation, where there was a higher rating, but yet they were basically, you know, rebuilt.
Yeah.
And I extrapolated from that and said, if all the other roads in Lac La Flamba were brought up to a similar standard, we're looking at $7.5 million, $8 million just to get them to that standard, excluding all the normal maintenance that goes on. That's a 40-to-50-year road improvement plan. But when I look at the Pacer report, there were no projections of any kind associated with that, and that's what prompted my original question a year ago.
Yeah.
And we go year by year.
You go year by year, and you have to also take into account, a lot of them, they're either paved with asphalt or they're chip sealed. Some of them are double layer chip seal, some of them are triple layer chip seal. It all depends on, you know, the construction that we did at the time. Schwamigan Forest Road is a triple layer of chip seal. That road, I'm hoping now, will last another 25, 30 years. It's in excellent shape, doesn't get a lot of traffic. The loggers are very good about staying off of it when right after breakup, if it's coming close. It's, you know, a lot of it too depends on their traffic. Even car traffic during breakup can really raise problems with a road.
We even restrict school bus traffic during the spring breakup because that can also cause very daily damage.
School buses are heavier.
We're very careful with the roads.
I think we also had an issue on Silver Beach because there was a major logging project.
Oh, yeah, right.
That caused a lot of issues there.
And there was some damage that was done to it in a normal summer and winter time. But I guess my feeling is you can't stop the loggers and you can't stop either private individuals or the tribe from doing their forest harvesting. I mean, it needs to be done, it's part of their plan. So I just recently got a call from the tribe again and their logger out on East Boundary. They're going to be doing some work out there again this winter. And they thought that it might run into the spring. And in talking to the tribal forester and the logger, you know, try to do your work. Most of your road, over the road when it's froze, and stay off of it when we're right in the middle of the breakup. And they've been very, very good about doing that.
Yeah, the word I have so far, take this as a compliment, that the residents in the area seem very pleased with the work that's been done by the town over the years regarding its road construction, road maintenance, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So take that. That, you know, we would hope so. When it's 40% or more.
A lot of it has to do with that man sitting right there for years
right there.
Did it.
Don't shoot on friends.
But when you look at 40% of the expenditures are devoted to road construction, yeah. You know, one
that's
would hope
that's a primary function of it.
That is, you know, is the case. So the very last question I have then with roads is more the jurisdiction than it is the construction or repair. Anything else you can say that's happened since last year when that issue was raised about road jurisdiction?
We got together all the documentation that the tribe had requested. We sent it on to them. So it was all road documentation that we had within the town.
Okay. Another area, and it's very similar to the question I just asked, has to do with the settlement agreement. Is that a done deal now, or is that going to linger in the 2017 budget in any way? The $60,000 that you were giving...
We've paid that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't know as if that check has been cashed, but yeah, the attorneys have talked about it. The check was sent to the tribe's attorney, and so the settlement should be complete.
Okay, so it's not a 2017 budget issue
in
any way, as far as you know, okay? Same question for the salt shed under Public Works. Is that kind of done now,
that's
or
done.
Does that linger in the 2017 in some way?
No, it's been constructed, it's done. In fact, they...
Last check
has just been sent out. There were a couple of minor little things that I called Athens Lumber about to do, and it was just in terms of the construction, a doorknob needed to be fixed, and some fascia needed to be put on the front. But other than that, it's complete.
All right. Same question with the environmental site assessment. Is that closed now, or is that lingering into 2017 in some ways?
It's not budgeted in here.
Okay.
Last I talked to Kristen Hansen, they were reviewing it along with the EPA.
So it's still open.
All right. The channel clearing, I talked to Nancy a little bit about this, but if you could explain more what happens with that. You have a line item for $500 for channel clearing, and that has to do evidently with Fence Lake and the channel that goes back into the Placids.
Correct.
How does that work?
Well, we have a permit for it, and when that starts to get loaded up with sand, and it's typically in the spring of the year, we go out. This year, though, they went out in the fall.
We get calls. Yeah.
We get calls from the people on who live on Placids. The wave action brings the sand in. We have had a permit to go in and we just dredge out the mouth of it so that they can get their boats in and out.
That's the only channel we own.
Yeah.
So that's the one that gets.
So the town's employees do the digging?
No, we hire that out. It costs us about $500 for them to bring in a machine to do it.
Where do they haul all that stuff, do you know?
They have to spread it. According to the DNR permit, there's a place where they have to take it.
We de-water and spread it.
Okay. And the reason that the town has had that arrangement for that particular channel, but none of the other channels in the area, is because you own that land and do not own Crawling Stone or Lakes Channel or any of that. Okay.
Moss Lake.
And the last question I have for you, this whole enforcement of ordinances stuff. Is there money budgeted in the 2017 budget that earmarked for enforcement of ordinances?
Yeah, it's called the chairman's salary.
But what if you hire somebody else?
It would be, possibly somebody that, within the town employees at this time that would, it could be the zoning administrator, it could be the road crew foreman, it could be the clerk, the deputy clerk. No, we don't have it budgeted.
There's so little of it anyway.
Yeah. This was prompted by one instance that's happened over the last 25 years.
Are all of the ordinances that you have then covered by what has been transpiring the last number of weeks? All of them will be covered by those three adjustments?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we've readjusted the snowmobile and the boating ordinance, and then we have our citation ordinance.
And that'll take care of fireworks and the nudity ordinance and all those others you have in there?
Yeah, we don't get it.
Okay. That's your job too, huh?
No.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions? All right, we'll move on to the special town meeting. We'll call the special town meeting for the town of Lac Flambeau budget meeting at 10:30. We need a motion to approve the tax levy of $727,228 pursuant to 60.10(1)(a) of the Wisconsin statutes.
The audience is allowed to make motions.
Here they make motions.
You want to make a motion?
I'll make the motion, Mr. Chairman.
Annie did it.
Annie
made the motion.
Motion by Annie to approve the tax levy. Is there a second?
Are we not talking about the individual items?
No.
I have a motion on number four.
Well, we're on number two.
We're on number two.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Need a motion to approve the tax levy.
Tax levy. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Jim. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Motion to authorize the town board to dispose of surplus goods and or property.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Motion by Chris. Is there a second?
Second.
Francis, second. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Motion to authorize the town board to borrow money if necessary.
Yeah. 2 years ago, Francis and I, we made a motion to put a $500,000 limit on it. But last year, I wasn't here and it got dropped off. Can we make it a $500,000 limit this year and make that in perpetuity?
No, I thought we had it.
But first of all, before we have any discussion, we got to get a motion and a second to discuss it.
Yeah. If you're running by the rules.
Robert's rules say you have to have a motion on the floor before you open it for discussion.
Okay, well,
do we have a motion?
Is there a motion to authorize the town board to borrow money if necessary?
I'll move, Mr. Chairman.
Motion has been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ginger. Discussion. Now, Jim.
Okay. Can we put a $500,000 limit on that borrowing? I know you're frugal.
We did that last year, too.
2 years ago it was.
Well, right here on 15, motion by Bill McCutcheon, seconded by Mr. Schultz.
See, because we read the, we had the minutes and Bill and Chuck had kept that in there, so.
Oh, I missed it. I wasn't here, okay. And can we keep it on the, is that thing that we put on here, that it's a $500,000 limit? Because it's not on the budget, it's a $500,000 limit.
Correct. And so we would need a motion, so we would need to amend your motion to authorize the town board to borrow money if necessary with a $500,000 limit. Amend your motion, Chris?
Yes, I'll amend it. to $500,000.
You second that?
Second the amended motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to authorize the town board to borrow money if necessary with a $500,000 limit. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Now we'll go into the special town board meeting. We'll call that to order at 10:35. We need a motion to approve the 2017 budget.
I so move.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Approval of vouchers, general fund of $49,060, $49,136.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Approval of the minutes of the November 2nd, 2016 regular town board meeting.
So moved as read.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Treasurer's report.
Okay, now to Jim's subject there. In the first 2 weeks of November, we did get in $4,364.74 in the ambulance account for the service. So that was in there, so. Other than that, nothing too much happening. The transfer station keeps going less and less, and so we'll usually settle in about, $500 for most of the year, so. So therefore, in the town account, we have $891,250.70, and in the ambulance, $435,841.28.
So moved for approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number 7, second reading and adoption, revised citation ordinance 95-02D. We can approve waiving the second reading.
Yeah, I'll make the motion to waive the second reading of the.
I'll second that.
And approve the ordinance.
And approve it.
I'll second that.
Motion been made and seconded to waive the second reading and approve ordinance number 95-02D citation ordinance. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Second reading and adoption revised ordinance designating town road highways as snowmobile route 94-02F.
So moved to waive the second reading and for approval of ordinance number 94-02F.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Second reading and adoption revised voting ordinance 93-1C.
So moved to waive the reading, second reading of ordinance number 93-1C and for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve revised voting ordinance 93-1C. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We need a motion to adjourn at 10:38.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, everybody, for coming.